This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The director of the U.S. Congressional Budget Office, Keith Hall, is testifying before the Senate this morning. It's his first appearance since taking the helm of the nonpartisan agency in early April. And maybe we should play some Duran Duran to get you in the mood, in that 80s mood, because these are the first oversight hearings for the CBO in over three decades. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
The Senate's Budget Committee wants to talk to Director Keith Hall about what else? His budget. Just checking in on the new guy in the year ahead. Hall's not there to weigh the merits of different policies. For example, whether to raise the federal minimum wage. He's previously said that could cost jobs. Phil Joyce is a professor of public policy at the University of Maryland.
I heard somebody at CBO once say, if you ask us how much something costs, we'll tell you how much it costs. If you ask us whether it's a good idea, we'll tell you how much it costs.
In fact, Joyce says it's often members of the director's own party who are most disappointed with the agency's reports. Douglas Holtz Aiken led the CBO from 2003 to 2005.
It was very much like being the referee in a college basketball game. There's always a coach standing on the sidelines screaming at the referee, and it's not usually over what call the referee just made. It's over the next call. Can we soften him up for the next call?
He says knowing partisan Washington is looking over your shoulder gives lots of motivation to get those calls right. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.